Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gulit Ufupi on Kaya 959.
Speaking of stepping your game up in the world of business, she brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Google, there's a lot happening. So the SARS commissioner, his term is going to come to an end in about 8 months, right? Do we have an idea what's going to happen post that? Because the previous term was obviously extended and he was given a new term. So what's going to happen after this?
Well, funny enough, none of that has been mentioned at the moment, but we do know that deliberations will take place between National Treasuries, Enoch Godongwana, the finance minister, as well as the president, Cyril Ramaphosa. They essentially will be responsible for handling the transition. Now, typically in the past, this is pre-Tom Moyane's era, we typically saw that SARS did find appointments within National Treasury circle, or perhaps within the finance cluster, if I can put it that way. But there are also a lot of technocrats that come with a wealth of experience having worked within SARS for years on end. In Kisveta's case, actually, he worked at SARS previously before his appointment and returned to the top job as the commissioner back in 2019. His contract was actually set to end in April of 2024, but since then was extended by two more years to the end of 2026. And this is actually what's been making some news and headlines at the moment right now. But some of the balance and I guess the expertise that he's typically come with is not only having worked at SARS previously, but his experience in the private sector as the former CEO of Alexander Forbes during the period of 2010 to 2016 has also contributed to, I guess, some of his capabilities in understanding the shifts that have needed to take place during his tenure, largely prioritizing the level of non-compliance through the voluntary disclosure program with high net worth individuals, also implementing new values of technology to enhance the level of tax collection, and of course, even expanding the mandate around tax collection to also include new asset classes like cryptocurrency. So it's going to be an interesting 8 months, but I do think it's going to be a very strict and stern process just to make sure that they're able to identify the right candidate to make sure that they take over from Kisveta next year.
And now, because of the tariffs, right, which are firmly in place as of about a week and a half ago, specifically between South Africa and the US, 30%, the shipping lines between the two countries are beginning to dry up and they're under pressure.
It's like more problems, and largely impacting the exporters in the Western Cape. Now, bear in mind that already when it does come to the tariffs, a large contingent of the citrus as well as grape producers have already raised their concerns about the loss of income and the impact on their businesses on the back of these tariffs. What's interesting now, there's a new development that has been revealed this past weekend that global shipping giant Maersk has announced that it will no longer offer direct shipments between South Africa and the United States. Now, this essentially cuts off an important trading route for many South African exporters. Maersk is currently in the transition of a transshipment model, essentially meaning that they'll reroute goods through Europe, European hubs before they actually reach the US. So moving cargo from South Africa, it will first stop in Europe, be offloaded, then reloaded onto another vessel before making its way across the Atlantic. That already delays time, includes additional costs as well for exporters, and just increases the mounting pressure on local exporters in South Africa who actually like to pursue the US as a key market. From what we understand, though, this is something that comes on the back of an agreement that was arranged by Maersk and MSC. They actually call it the Amex service. And they had initially agreed to jointly operate direct shipments between the US and South Africa, sharing container space on vessels. But from what we understand, this particular agreement was extended slightly back in 2023. And now Maersk is actually deciding to pull the plug on this route entirely. It raises a number of consequences, lots of questions, and of course needs tough negotiations from South African counterparts just to make sure that they find the right allies and partners to get our goods across the Atlantic.
What are the markets looking like this morning?
Market's not too bad at all. The All Share Index will open up from 100,855 points. Currency-wise, you know the drill. We're holding our own. 17.71 is where we are to the greenback, 23.85 to the British pound, and against the euro, now at 20.66.
Thank you very much. It brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gulit Ufupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.